Additional heavy rain fell last night in portions of Missouri, causing additional flooding and concern over crop conditions across the state. In the meanwhile, a smaller portion of the Midwest reported lighter amounts of precipitation, most of which occurred across the region from southern Illinois into parts of Kentucky and down into Tennessee. There was also a small region of rain that occurred in the upper parts of the Midwest, in the northwestern Corn Belt, including eastern portions of South Dakota, and a small portion of the common border area with Nebraska and Iowa. Almost all of the precipitation that occurred in the northwestern portions of the Corn Belt were not all that significant, and that area continues to dry down. We'll need to continue to watch closely what happens in Minnesota in particular, but there are two frontal systems that are in the forecast for the coming 2 weeks that will likely generate significant amount of moisture across the region, and we're going to continue to watch the area but not necessarily be overly concerned about the situation. Most likely there'll be timely rain, and the area will continue to experience very good crop development. Well, as we move forward through the next 5 to 7 days, we're fully expecting to see additional rain occur across portions of the Midwest at times. The precipitation is going to occur in waves, and as it does so, we'll probably see some short-term periods of sunny and warm weather, and that'll be followed by some showers and thunderstorms. For crops that are not seriously impacted with excessive moisture and or flooding, they will likely benefit greatly from this weather pattern. A good mix of sunshine and rain is just exactly what is ideal for a corn development, and especially with temperatures a slight bit cooler biased. Now, soybeans, on the other hand, would prefer to have the temperatures slightly warmer biased, and they will probably experience maybe a little less favorable conditions, but in general, I think the whole scenario looks a lot better to me. We're still going to be worried about those areas of excessive moisture, and certainly the area in Missouri that got hit again with heavy rain last night is way too wet, and there's going to be crop damage and losses coming from that, just like we lost a little bit of yield in other parts of the Midwest during the preceding 2 weeks of heavy rain. But it, just like in many summers, we will see periods that are like that. They're very wet and the crop yellows, and there's some concern about its overall health. But as long as we snap back into a more normal weather pattern, the odds are high that we're going to see these crops improve quite a bit. And we'll just have to be patient and watch how that evolves. There is going to be the succession of other rain systems moving across the Midwest, and there will be pockets that are going to be a little bit too wet, most definitely. But hopefully, good drying conditions will occur between the majority of these events, and we'll likely see a very good environment for crop development evolving. That first frontal system that brings moisture into the northwestern Corn Belt is expected on Sunday into Monday. Showers and thunderstorms will occur across the area there. At that time, it will likely see some amounts of rain running anywhere from around 0.3 of an inch to an inch, and some locally greater amounts in some cases. And that frontal system and associated rain will work its way southward. We'll see additional rain in the lower Midwest as well as we get out towards Monday night, Tuesday, and Tuesday night into Wednesday. The precipitation will be followed by a couple of days of drier weather and another frontal system towards the end of next week. And we could see some locally heavy rain with that event as well, but we're still not concerned about it getting as wet as it has been. The temperatures across the Midwest are going to be mostly 70s this afternoon. We'll look for 70s and lower 80s tomorrow afternoon and 80s as we go through the weekend. That cool front early next week will bring those temperatures back down into the 70s, but we will have had 2 or 3 days of 80-degree readings across parts of the Midwest, and that will help to induce the drying that's so badly needed in quite a few areas. Our low temperatures at night should be mostly 50s and 60s. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.